Hello, everyone, and happy Sabbath. It's such a great pleasure to be here again with everyone on this beautiful Sabbath day. You know, always coming together to worship our Father and to really examine and reflect on the example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brethren, last time I was here, I had the privilege of speaking, and we discussed the command found throughout the Scripture that tells us to not be afraid. It was one of the most common instructions in the Bible, and it challenged us to trust in God. No matter what the circumstances are in our lives, we are called to trust in Him. The truth is that when we trust in God, we replace our fear with His presence. And so, brethren, if God is with us, who can be against us? Brings me to today's message. Today I want to focus on another command. One that complements the command to not be afraid. It's a simple statement that is short and sweet, yet it's packed with deep spiritual meaning for us today. Let's begin by turning to the key scripture in Psalm 46. Psalm 46, verse 10, which will be the focus of today's message. Psalm 46 and verse 10. In Psalm 46 and verse 10, we read, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The title of this Psalm 46, at least in my Bible, says, "God, the refuge of his people and conqueror of nations." In this Psalm, we find a powerful connection between the command to not be afraid and a command to be still and know that I am God. Together, these words call us to both courage and peace, inviting us to trust deeply in God's presence and his control. The title of today's message is Be Still and Know That I Am God. So, brethren, I'm sure we've all felt overwhelmed by the noise of life. We're all challenged. There's so many difficulties in this modern world. We just get bombarded with so many things. The world is constantly moving. Our lives are full with responsibilities, anxieties, and distractions. Yet in the middle of life's many challenges, God gives us a simple yet powerful command that we should remember in these moments of our distress. He commands us to be still and to acknowledge that He is God. This verse is more than just an encouragement. It is a command from the Lord to stop striving, to trust in His sovereignty, and to rest in His presence. It commands us to find peace amidst the chaos of this world. But what does it mean to be still? And how do we apply it to our lives today? I want to consider this morning, or this afternoon actually, a few key points related to this command that God gives us. The first point I would like to reflect on is the command itself. What does it mean to be still? The phrase "be still" in Hebrew comes from the word rapha. R-A-P-H-A-H, which means to stop striving, to let go, and to surrender. For the Bible nerds that are here with me today, it's Strong's H7503. Strong's H7503, Rapha. Being still is not just taking a physical rest. It doesn't mean that we should do nothing. In fact, it does require action on our part. It requires a leap of faith. It means trusting God completely. It requires a change of our heart and mind, where we let go of our worries, where we stop trying to control everything and surrender to God's plan and purpose. In Exodus 14, we find the story of Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt. They become trapped between the Red Sea and the pursuing army of the Egyptians. They begin to feel uneasy, questioning their circumstances, wondering why they left Egypt, expressing their concerns for the future. But Moses, filled with the Spirit, tells the people, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." That's in Exodus 14:14. Trapped between Pharaoh's army and the Red Sea, God did not ask them to fight. He asked them to be still and to trust in Him. Being still means silencing our fear and anxiety. Like the Israelites, many of us struggle with worry and fear. We try to fix everything on our own, But God asks us to trust in him instead of ourselves, to put our trust in him. In these moments of trial, we would do well to remember the words of Isaiah in Isaiah 41 and 10, where it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." To be still means to rest in the knowledge that God is bigger than our problems. For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. Which brings me to the second point that I want to consider here today. Why does God call us to be still? Why does God call us to be still? Because it is He who is in control. Brethren, we live in a world that focuses on productivity. It tells us to always be busy, to fill our lives, always working, always striving, always solving problems. We make short and long-term plans. We attempt to achieve our goals. But oftentimes, things don't go according to our plans. As much as we think we are in control, God reminds us that it is He who is in control, not us. In Psalms 37, verse 7, we are called to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Oftentimes, it is when we stop trying to control everything that we finally make room for God to work in our lives. Surrendering control and trusting in God can lead us to a profound change and spiritual growth. It is moments of meditation and stillness that we experience God's presence in a more deeper way. 1 Kings 19:11 tells us the story of Elijah, who was hiding in a cave, fleeing for his life, and feeling overwhelmed by despair, waiting for God to speak to him. Everyone knows the story. There was a great wind, but God was not in the wind. There was an earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. There was a fire, but God was not in the fire. Then came a gentle whisper, and God was in the whisper. Brethren, this story reminds us that while we often seek dramatic signs from God, oftentimes He speaks to us in a quiet way, in unexpected ways. Excuse me. Nothing like an iPad to throw you off here. God encourages us to be still and to let go of the illusion of control we have and trust in Him to guard our lives. Just as Elijah discovered that God's genuine voice was not found in the roaring forces of nature, we must recognize that His guidance emerges when we stop, when we let go of our efforts, and we quietly listen to God. God speaks to us when we quiet our hearts and we quiet our minds. If we are always busy, we will drown out and miss his voice. Another reason God calls us to be still is that it acknowledges that we cannot do everything on our own. Many of us struggle because we try to carry burdens that were never meant for us. At times we labor with circumstances that are out of our control and test us beyond our ability to bear any of these tests. But in Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." God does not want us to live in constant state of anxiety and stress. He wants us to rest in Him. He encourages us to let go of trying to control every aspect of our lives. By trusting in God and walking with Christ, we experience peace that affects our body, our mind, and our spirit. It's not about avoiding hardship, but about changing how we face them. Through a meaningful relationship with God and our Father and our brother Jesus Christ, which brings me to the final point of today's message. Being still strengthens our faith and our trust in God. How often have we found ourselves in situations where there appeared to be no way forward or no way out? At times, the problems feel impossible to solve and our circumstances too overwhelming to handle. It is when we stop relying on ourselves and surrender to God that miraculously these problems seem to resolve themselves. Brethren, this happened to me so many times in my life, whether struggling with family conflicts or medical prognosis or challenges at work, or over and over and over again, God has proven to me that He is in control. In the midst of the struggles, I realize that being still leads to this deeper trust. If we consider the second part of Psalms 46, verse 10, it says, "Know that I am God. Know that I am God." And when we stop striving and trust in God, we are reminded of who He is. He is the creator of the universe. He is the one that will never fail or forsake us. He is the God who is always in control. Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Stillness teaches us to trust God even when we don't understand what He's doing. Stillness brings peace. Many of us struggle with anxiety and restlessness. We become so overwhelmed that we can't even sleep at night. Our minds keep wandering off a million miles a minute, trying to solve the problems that life has thrown at us. It is at these moments that we must be still before God. We must pray and meditate on His word and listen for His quiet voice. When we pray to God, we are speaking to our Father. How amazing is it that we have a direct line to the Creator of the universe? And when we study His word, God speaks to us. And oftentimes His words come back to us in a quiet whisper in our time of need. Words like Philippians 4, verse 6, if you want to turn there, Philippians 4, verse 6. It's the final scripture of today, of this message. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. These words remind us of the importance of being still in our lives. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." When we are still before God, His peace replaces our anxiety. So, brethren, God's command to be still is not about doing nothing. It is about taking that leap of faith. If life feels overwhelming, take a moment to pray and meditate. When anxiety about the future creeps in, choose to place your trust in something greater than yourself. Don't lose heart, for we know that God has a plan for each and every one of us. And in moments of waiting, allow yourself to be still and know that there is a God that watches over us.